portion of Scripture tonight, and I want to begin reading at verse number 5. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to have people to preach to. Amen. I'm glad you're here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse number 5. Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And then Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 and verse 20. Once again, Jesus Christ is speaking. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 20, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Amen. Father in heaven, we praise your mighty name, and we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful works among men, and what you are doing and what you have done, the prayers that you have answered, God, the souls that you have saved. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy that you show unto us that is renewed every morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word. God, help us to share tonight what you've laid on our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated again this evening. I want to preach to us tonight on fruit, not an option. I don't think anywhere in this portion of Scripture that I've read here to us tonight that Jesus gave an option for no fruit. The only thing that he spoke about is if there is no fruit, then there is fire coming. If I understood that correctly, in John chapter 15, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise God. Right there we have a wonderful promise of how to get our prayers answered, and that's abide in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And his words abide in us. And the Bible speaks that it's out of the heart the mouth speaketh. What's in the heart is what we portray, what we begin to bring forth. And so Jesus Christ is giving us this analogy. And if you want, I didn't put it in my scriptures here, but there's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 1 that talks about God's vineyard, and how that God loves his vineyard. And then Jesus Christ uses a vineyard, and then he uses the vine, and he uses the branches. And then the reality is that not all branches bring forth fruit. But I do want to point out, they were a branch. They were in the vine. But because they didn't follow on to bring forth the fruit of the vine, then they withered. There was no fruit, and thus they were cast into the fire. It's not when you started, it's where are you at now. It's not how long ago it was, it's more like how recent has Jesus Christ spoke to you. How close he is to you right now. Praise God. Fruit is something that is not an option in the child of God. I've got several scriptures that I want to share with us here tonight. Fruit bearing is essential to Christian discipleship. We got to understand, Jesus Christ said, you must be my disciple. You must be teachable. You must be trained. You've got to be taught the ways of God. And so the reality is, bearing fruit is essential to Christian discipleship, because the terminology of fruit then is a result of what God is doing inside our lives that is being shown forth as fruit on the outside of our lives. So bearing fruit is essential to Christian discipleship. It's not an option. A life well lived is a more effective witness than words well said. Fruit. Praise our God. It's not an option. Here's a story about Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, he learned that plaster sown into fields would make things grow better. He told his neighbors, but they did not believe him. And they argued with him, trying to prove that plaster could be of no use at all to grass or grain. And after a little while, he allowed the matter to drop and said no more about it. But he went into the field early the next spring. He sowed some grain. He sowed it close to the path where everybody could see it, and where men would walk. He traced some letters with his finger in the dirt in the field, and he put plaster in where he had traced, and then sowed seed in the field. After a week or two, the seed sprang up. His neighbors, as they passed that way, were very much surprised to see, in brighter green than all the rest of the field, the writing of the large letters that said, "This has been plastered." Benjamin Franklin did not need to argue with his neighbors anymore about the benefit of plaster for the fields. For as the season went on and the grain grew, these bright green letters just rose up above all the rest until they were a kind of a relief plate in the field. "This has been plastered." Praise God. Moral of the story: don't argue. Just show forth. Just shine. Just live it. Hallelujah. Let God have His way in your life. Let fruit begin to grow in your life. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people don't think they need Christianity, but they need to see Christianity. Woo. They need to see Jesus Christ. They need to see what God is doing. It's not wrong to share, but I guarantee they'll want to see. Prove that which is acceptable. Prove that which is right. See, they want to see it. The world wants to see fruit. The world wants to see proof. The world wants to see what God is doing in you that makes you different than them. Praise God. They don't want to hear about it. They want to see it. They want to see it. In Psalms 92. Psalm 92 verse 13. It says, "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They will bring forth fruit in old age." That's encouraging. "They shall be fat and flourishing." That's encouraging also. "To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him." Notice verse 15. "To show that the Lord is upright, that He is my rock, that there is no unrighteousness in Him." To show. How are they going to see that God is my rock? How are they going to see that there is no unrighteousness in God? Hello? Because they're going to see it in you. They're going to see it in me. show forth. Hallelujah. There's multitudes of places in the scripture, but it talks about that fruit in old age. It makes no difference how old you are. You can produce fruit. Because you must learn to abide in the vine at a young age. Hallelujah. You have that opportunity to be in the house of God, to be planted in the house of God, so that you can grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And fruit can begin to come out of your life. Hallelujah. And that God can begin to use young people to help win young people. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Fruit, it's not an option. Age is not a factor. From the youngest to the oldest, fruit is required. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 9. It says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving," there's that word, "what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." How do we reprove them? By not imitating them, by not following them, and by not doing them. Praise God, that's how we reprove them. Hallelujah. It's not just a matter of words. It's not a matter of just preaching. It is a matter of the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness. It is all righteousness. It is all truth. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, that means fruit in us. This is not talking about the righteousness that we have in Christ. This is talking about the righteousness that we have when we're in Christ. This is talking about our fruit, our works, our deeds, our words, all goodness. I like what Weston and I think all three of the grandchildren, when they give thanks over the food and help us be nice. Sometimes help us be kind. Help us be good. Praise God. I just want to jump up and down and shout amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord for us adults.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And so the reality of knowing all goodness, all righteousness, all truth. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit of God is going to begin to bring about all goodness and all righteousness and all truth, showing forth what is acceptable, or proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and thus not having any, and see, here's the other terminology, unfruitful works of darkness. That's what we had before we met Jesus Christ. That's what we had before we were born again. That's what we had before our sins were washed away and a new creature was created inside of us. That was the unfruitful works of darkness. So the reality here is either fruit or unfruitfulness. Fruit is not an option. Because if I'm not producing fruit, I'm unfruitful. Unfruitfulness brings fire. You know, that's not rocket science. It just lets me know when I'm saved, I need to live right. I need to talk right. I need to think right. And the only way I'm going to know how to do that is if I read right. Praise our God. Hallelujah. All my decisions have to be made based on the final authority of mankind. Whether they accept it or not, it doesn't make any difference. It is the final authority of mankind. When we stand before our God, He's not going to open a book we've never had access to. He's going to open the book. Hallelujah. You see, our God is that thorough. Our God is that holy. Our God is that righteous. He's not going to judge us by something that we haven't had access to. And that's why he's given us his word, and that's why the devil wanted to pervert God's word, change God's word, because the devil knows that the word of God is the final authority, but if he can get men to doubting it and changing it, he knows that he will have them in the lake of fire with him. Because if we don't have the word, we won't have the fruit. If we don't have the fruit, we won't have the life. See, the reality, fruit is not an option. Hallelujah. We've got to understand that. And fruit, and this is the hardest part of this message. There, fruit has no boundary of how far it can go. Because the Word of God has no boundary of how far we can go in doing good and being righteous. Woo, and being holy. Praise our God. Hallelujah. It's just the reality. You're going to have a holy heart and a holy mind to have a holy body. Because it's spirit, soul, and body. God's word doesn't leave any of it out. And so then the fruit that's going to be brought forth is going to be brought forth in spirit, soul, and body. Glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God. Notice that it doesn't say of God. This scripture says we've become servants to God. Are you serving God? Are you bowing before Him? Are you ready to do anything He asks you to do? Are you serving God? See, it's the mind frame of being a servant. Servants take orders. They don't give orders. Servants don't have a say except, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Servants don't have rights because they're servants. Servants willingly to the Lord. Praise our God. Hallelujah. So now we've been made free from sin. We've become servants to God. And you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Brother Lucas mentioned it in his testimony. It's not a matter of what I can do for God. It's a matter of what God wants me to do. You see, when you become that servant to the Lord, you're not telling the Lord what you will do. You're not even telling the Lord what you want to do. You are receiving from the Lord what He wants done in your life. So many people have missed that mark in their Christian life. And thus, they're not abiding in the vine, they're not abiding in Christ, but they're out doing their own thing for Jesus. I kind of get frustrated and then humored when I hear the statement, and you'll hear it quite often in different places. There's some realms you'll hear it real often. Me and Jesus, we've got our own thing going. Well, if you don't have going what the Bible says you need to have going, you and Jesus ain't got anything going. Because there's only one way of salvation. And that is not having Jesus as your buddy, your pal, or your friend. That is having Jesus as that sacrificial lamb and the precious blood of Jesus cleansing you from your past sin and that power of Jesus Christ creating a new creature inside of you. If that is not the relationship you have with Jesus, you got the wrong one. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if fruit is not coming forth out of your life. Have you ever noticed there are a lot of people that when you start talking to them, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. Oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. Well, the devils believe in God and tremble. But they are not saved. It's not a matter that you believe in Jesus. It's a matter, have you become the servant to Jesus? Is there fruit coming out of your life that is righteous, that is godly, that is pure, that is holy. Hallelujah. And so notice in Romans 6:22, but now being made free from sin, become servants to God, you have your fruit, your life is unto holiness. Separating your life to God. Giving your life to God. The very act of a servant. And the end of that life will be everlasting life. So right here in Romans 6:22, we find out, and you can use this scripture, write it down, mark it down somewhere when somebody asks you, well, who's going to heaven? Right there's the answer. That's the answer. That's who's going to heaven. Praise God. Those that have been set free from sin become servants to God, have their fruit unto holiness, and they're going to have everlasting life. That's who's going to heaven. So if they're fulfilling that in their lives, then yep, they're going to make it. They're going to go. Praise God. Because that is abiding in Christ. James chapter 3, verse 17. And we talked about wisdom in our opening school ceremony this morning. A little further in James 7, in chapter 3, we're doing James chapter 1 at school. James chapter 3 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Wow. Fruit of righteousness. Living right among the lost. What's that? That's sowing in peace. You're not trying to make them mad. You're not trying to be mean to them. You're not being critical of them. You're just living for Jesus in the midst of them. And it has an effect. Praise God. Hallelujah. It has an effect, Sister Betty. It has an effect. And it may not be seen right away, but it will find an end result. Amen. A son being saved. Praise God. Why? Because a mama has been faithful. Woo. Praise God. A mama's been fruitful. Glory to our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Psalms 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory. Planted. That spring of water, that river, living water, hallelujah, that brings forth fruit, that brings forth life. Glory to our God. Fruit is not an option. Hebrews 12 and 11. Now no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I haven't seen too many children that are rejoicing when it's time for the rod. That's what that grievous, in other words, it's very sad, very stressful. Wow. Stressful. Yeah, a lot of stress coming their way. Praise God. But it's because of love. Now, this chastening is not talking about the chastening of your children. This chastening is talking about you and me, the children of God. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And it doesn't seem to be joyous when we're going through it, but grievous. Nevertheless, these are words that change things. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable, praise God, fruit of righteousness. Amen. God's not going to let you go towards unfruitfulness. But if we won't listen peaceably, then chastening will come our way. Whatever form works the best for you is what he will use to bring us back to the fruitfulness he has saved us for, and that we are abiding in him. Praise our God. Now, the famous Galatians 5 and 22. So we've talked about fruit of righteousness. We've talked about fruit of all goodness, of all righteousness, of all truth. We've talked about fruit unto holiness. We've talking about, once again, fruit of righteousness. We've talked about several types of fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Long-suffering. Once again, Brother Lucas made mention of patience. Long-suffering is a synonym of patience. But the fruit of the Spirit, fruit, abide in me and I in you. Without me you can do nothing. The fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit's work in my heart, my mind, and my life. It's not an option. Love. Love is the key. Joy is love singing. Peace is love resting. Long-suffering is love enduring. Gentleness is love's touch. Goodness is love's character. Faith is love's habit. Meekness is love's self-forgetfulness. Temperance is love holding the reins. And the key is love. Praise our God. And it is fruit that's not an option. Now, we're preaching this, we're sharing this, we're revealing these scriptures, not so we can say, Brother Pepper, that was a good message. No, so we can realize whether or not we are producing fruit in our lives. Because fruit is not an option. For Jesus Christ to be having his way in our lives, for us to be the branch abiding in the vine, this is what is going to be coming out of our hearts and out of our minds and out of our lives. Otherwise, the connection to the vine somehow, some way, has been severed. Now, if there's not a grafting back in, if there's not a reconnection, then the destination is fire. Because if there is no fruit, there will be fire. But where there's fruit, there will be life. And then everlasting life. We've got to understand that. We've got to realize God's word is not an option. Praise God. It's his truth. It's his way. And as we're abiding in the vine, the Word of God just starts abiding in us. We say a pledge every school morning. The Rangers say the pledge too, the pledge to the Bible. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin. I take that to heart every time I say that pledge. I'm not just saying it out of repetition or just out of memory. I mean it every time I say it. It registers in my mind every time I say it. This is what I want in my life. And I want to hide God's word in my heart that I may not sin against my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is something we've got to keep going on. Once again, it's all linked to the connection to Jesus Christ. It's not linked in me just becoming stubborn and doing it because I know it's right. It's me becoming a servant to the Lord and doing what He's asking me to do. See, there's a difference. And that's the difference that does make the difference in our lives. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes it goes above our heads or past our minds. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But a lot of times people think, oh yeah, I pray every day, so I've got a personal relationship with Jesus. No. You're missing it. That's not a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's you doing your prayers. Anybody can do that. Muslims do it. Buddhists do it. Don't fall out with me, but people pray to the devil. Prayer is not necessarily the mark that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The mark of the personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the fruit you produce. That's the mark of your relationship with Jesus Christ. How quick you are willing to change your mind for His Word. Woo. Now, how many, think about this just for a minute. How many are really quick to change your mind for anything? Yeah, I thought so. Praise God. No, I'm not either. I'm not quick to change my mind. Not when I think my mind's set right. But there are times when God comes and says, this is not right. What am I going to do now for fruit to come out of my life? I've got to be a servant to the Lord. Yes, Lord. I have to be. If I can't say yes to my God when He shows me where I'm wrong, I've got a problem with my relationship with Jesus Christ. I've got a problem of my connection to the vine. I'm the branch. He's the vine. My life wholly comes from Him. But that branch has to stay connected to the vine. There has to be that personal relationship with Jesus Christ where I'm the servant unto the Lord. So that fruit must come from our lives. And we've got to be very conscious of whether or not it is. Because we're the only ones that can change whether or not it is. I challenged my students this morning. Because sometimes we pray, Lord, help me make 100 on my test. I asked them, has anybody prayed that prayer? And they all raised their hand. I said, well, the book of James says that we can pray amiss. And I said, that's praying amiss. I said, what you need to ask the Lord is, Lord, help me study till I know all this material so I can make 100. Whoa. They got big eyed. I'm sure they did. Praise our God. Woo. Why? Because if you don't put forth the effort to study, you will not make 100 on the test. And this is what I told them. I said, if you will put forth that effort to study till you know that, the Holy Ghost can bring all that back to recall. He's good at it. A lot of the preaching that you hear is recall of what's been put in to the preacher's mind. And the Holy Ghost brings it out to share it with God's people. Praise God. Now, I've got a list of notes here, lists of scriptures. Most of the ones I got here, they come up on that. But then there's some I just start sharing because they're in here. And it's just part of the message. Praise God. If they weren't in here, I wouldn't be sharing them with you. Praise God. And so you got to put it in for it to come out. Oh, wow, did you hear that? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bring forth fruit. Whatever I put in, that's what he brings out. Praise God. Glory. I'm going to close with this. Remember, fruit, not an option. It says, in a painfully honest look at his own life, W.E. Sangster, which was a minister, wrote in his journal that although he was a minister, the spiritual passion in his private life had languished. He made the following observations. This is why he felt like his spiritual life had languished, had grown cold, had gotten unfruitful. I am irritable and easily put out. I'm not even going to look up as I read these. I am impatient with my wife and children. I am deceitful in that I often express private annoyance when a caller is announced and simulate pleasure when I actually greet them. Woo. From an examination of my heart, I conclude that most of my study has been crudely ambitious and that I wanted degrees more than knowledge and praise rather than equipment for service. Even in my preaching, I fear that I am more often wondering what the people think of me than what they think about my Lord and His Word. I have long felt in a vague way that something was hindering the effectiveness of my ministry, and I must conclude that that something is my failure in living the truly Christian life. I find slight envies in my heart at greater success of other young ministers. I seem to match myself with them in thought and am vaguely jealous when they attract more notice than I do. And of course, this was shared by permission. Woo. Woo. Fruit. It's not an option. The fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth. And we've been set free from sin and become the servants of God to have your fruit unto holiness. Hallelujah. Bottom line is, somebody's coming to the piano. I'm not saved just to go to heaven. I'm saved to produce fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God has spoken in this place. And he said, I want you to be my voice. But the whole connotation of the message was not with your lips, but with your life, with your fruit. Because fruit is not an option. Young people, you must press yourself into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to just feel good, but to produce fruit in your life of love, of kindness, of being considerate. I could go through all 90 character traits of the school. And that's what you need to be pursuing in the way you live your life, as well as I, as well as anyone that belongs to God. Fruit, it's not an option. Stand with me if you could. Father in heaven, Lord, it's your word. It's forever settled in heaven. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. God, we ask you, Lord, to move in our hearts and in our souls this night and help us to begin to survey the fruit that's coming forth from our lives or the lack thereof. And then, God of heaven, stir our hearts, stir our souls, and let the fire burn to rise up and to let it be in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, that we can be your voice, that we can be your light, that we can be your salt. Oh God of heaven, Lord, I want to hear what the Spirit is saying to my soul tonight. I want to hear, Lord God, what I need to do to make sure my salvation, to make sure your fruit is coming from my lips, coming from my life, coming from my attitude, coming from my works. God of heaven, have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy upon your children. And touch us here tonight around this altar of prayer to refresh us, to renew us, to rekindle us. Lord, to get it in the forefront of our minds to be fruitful for my King. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. These altars are open tonight. Let's come and let's spend a little time in the presence of the Savior of the world, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, oh, to that place. Lord, I'm the servant. You're the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm the soldier. You're the King. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Light of your love come shining through. Teach me, Lord.